We talked about self-efficacy, or increasing confidence, in part one of this training. Although we haven't talked much about it since, it's extremely important in TTM interventions. In our computerized tailored interventions, we assess and give feedback on self-efficacy for most stages in most behaviors. In the earlier stages, we can begin increasing awareness of risk and risky situations. To increase self-efficacy or confidence, we can encourage clients to notice how others around them are managing to make a behavior change and to remind themselves of other successes in their lives. A lot of our stage-based materials include the personal testimonials of people who were successful to help participants see that they, too, can be successful. In the later stages, we can increase self-efficacy by helping clients develop a relapse prevention plan. It's a concrete plan for how they'll cope with difficult situations that come up. In the slide that follows, you'll see how relapse prevention plans incorporate the behavioral processes of change like stimulus control, counterconditioning, and helping relationships.